Blog Talk Radio.
One of my favorite opportunities as host of the Lion for Life podcast is periodically having the chance to talk to the athletic director at St. Vider High School, Jason Kuffel. We do it a couple times a year, talk about things that are happening or will be happening, and get some recaps as well. And Jason, I'm glad you made a little time. I know you're busy, but boy, we've got a lot to talk about today, so thanks for being here.
Jim, it's always a pleasure. Really looking forward to our conversation and celebrating our fall athletics and looking forward to what's coming up in the winter.
Yeah, well, when you talk about fall athletics, there's some great things to talk about. I want to talk about some of those success stories. But first of all, just tell me from your experience, how great was it to, when soccer and football and some other sports kicked off, to be back on the field, to be back under somewhat normal conditions and have maybe conquered the COVID concerns a little bit?
It was tremendous. And once we knew that we were going to have a full fall season, it was a breath of fresh air. A lot of excitement within the school and the programs and the coaches. They were just excited to get back onto the field, be together, have a full season opportunity really to kind of celebrate it and compete with one another and put all the hard work that they put in the last year and a half, and for some of them over the summer to really show off their skills and play for their school.
And I don't mean to minimize it. It certainly was not without significant effort. What did you do over this past year to keep kids active during the pandemic?
Really, I give a lot of credit to our administration, our task force, but ultimately our student athletes and our coaches. We put forth some strict, stringent guidelines and policies and procedures, and they really bought into them in order to keep themselves safe, looking at the big picture. Our coaches did a great job of just speaking that to our kids to make sure that this was an opportunity to do something that they love with a little bit of guidelines behind it. And many of them, all of them bought into it so that they could be together.
And I'm sure your role had to change quite a bit. You had different concerns and issues over the last year, and as we got back to activities in the fall, what really kind of caught your attention and things you had to do in terms of referees or getting people in and out of facilities? Tell me about what that's been like for you.
Yeah, when we started playing indoor sports last February, March, April, there were certain guidelines of how many people could be within the gymnasium, how far they could sit apart from one another, trying to stream these games for those who could not attend. We couldn't let guest fans here. A lot of times it just mom, dad, brother, sister, maybe grandma and grandpa, so we could stay under that total within our inside spaces. So cleaning after each event, making sure everything was wiped down, disinfected. There was a lot that went behind the scenes to get those events up and running, all very much worth it. It was great to just see our kids in the gym participating, but there was a lot of behind-the-scenes things that needed to occur in order to make them happen. And to be honest with you, referees and transportation were two of the biggest things that we struggled with. With the pandemic going on, we have a shortage even right now of officials that are comfortable or not comfortable refereeing certain contests, especially indoors. So we're being very strategic about our scheduling so that we're able to have officials at all of our games. And then transportation, there's a shortage of bus drivers too, so we have to be very forward thinking to make sure that there is transportation for our students to get to all the events and student athletes from other schools to get to us. So sometimes we have to spread things out throughout the few months that the sports are going on to make sure that everyone's able to get to where they're supposed to be.
Now, the one thing it does not seem to be a shortage of is students at St. Vider participating in athletics. I saw some numbers recently. Kind of share the participation rate, because I think it's pretty amazing for what you have right now.
Yeah, we were super surprised and, you know, feeling real blessed that we have 85% of our students that participate in sports here at St. Vita High School. That's 707 student athletes last year participating during a pandemic. We typically sit right around 80%. This past year, we had jumped up to 85%. I think kids were just wanting to do something with their school, with their teammates. And it's within those 32 programs that we have here, that's a phenomenal number of students that are participating in some sport somewhere along the line.
And for those who have been around St. Vita High School in recent years, I think one thing from your tenure as athletic director that really stands out is the work you have put in to help define what it means to be an athlete at St. Vita. Can you kind of walk us through a little bit some of the expectations regarding not only participation and what you owe your coaches and teammates, but academics and behavior and being a, you know, a good representative of St. Vita.
Yeah, thanks for asking that, Jim, because I think it's a really important thing that's sometimes forgotten. It's student-athlete, and I always capitalize the student first. Once they leave St. Vita, some of them will have the blessing to go off and play in college in some way, shape, or form. We even have a national letter of intent ceremony today after school celebrating some of those kids. But at some point in time, the ball's going to stop bouncing. They're going to stop playing that sport, and they just need to really think about what their future is going to hold. So each week, we ask our teachers to update their grade books and run a report on Thursdays to make sure our student athletes are performing in the classroom so that they can perform within their specific sport. The criteria is set forth by the IHSA, and we take it very seriously here at St. Vita as a college prep institution. And really, our coaches, they back that up all the time. If a student is struggling in class and they're eligible, they get a grade report each week as well saying how each student is doing in the classroom. And sometimes the coaches really say, hey, you're a student first. You're going to go chat with your teacher. You're going to miss practice or you're going to come a little bit later. And that's just the perception and the perspective that we have here at St. Vita and what we look for in our coaches. It's because it's important that they know the whole student first and foremost, and then the athlete second.
Well, we're chatting with Athletic Director Jason Cuffell today on the Align for Life podcast, getting some great information and background on the work that Jason and really everyone in the athletic department do, and there's a great team over there that assists him, and they always deserve some recognition. But let's talk about the athletes as well. And boy, I got to tell you, Jason, you got to be very excited because this fall season really included some incredible accomplishments and some firsts for the school. Where do you want to start in talking about some of the athletic success this year?
I could go up and down all day long with the amount of success we had in the fall. I'm just going to start with what just occurred this past weekend. Our cross country, we had Mary Grace Hegberg and Mikey Schumacher represent St. Vita down at the state meet, and they both did absolutely phenomenal. Mary Grace Hegberg, she was the ESCC champion this year. She won regionals, took third at the sectional championship while she was battling a cold, and then at the state championship, she finished second with a strong 200-yard push at the end, which tied her she tied Lauren King in 2001 for the best finish in school history. So Mary Grace is actually announcing today she's be heading to Georgetown next year to run cross country and track. And then Mikey Schumacher, he finished at the second at the East Suburban Catholic Conference. He was a regional and sectional champion. We went back into the records and couldn't find a time where two representatives for the same school were regional champions in the same year, so we were really proud of that. And then at the state meet, he ran a 15:02 and finished sixth, which was best in school history, breaking Tim Phillips' record of seventh place in 1983. So really proud of those two and the teams. They don't become who they are as runners without their teammates. So there was a bunch of their teammates that were there cheering them on, pushing them, warming up with them. So we're really proud of those cross-country runners. And then on Friday night, we were out at a super sectional game for girls volleyball. Unfortunately, they lost, but that does not diminish what they did this year. Best record in school history, 33-6. They were number one seed in what was our St. Vita sectional that we hosted. They are regional champions, sectional champions, best record in school history in the conference, the Suburban Catholic Conference, which is phenomenal each year. So super proud of those young ladies and their coaches. And just going down the list, girls tennis, they finished 7th in the state this year, best in school history. Maya Nowicki was ESCC player of the year, sectional champion, finished in the top 16th, was second team All-State. Super proud of her. And then we had one doubles, Allie Jodine and Meredith Garcia. They finished in the top 8 in the state. They were first team All-State and took second at, place finish at the sectionals as well. So they did a great job along with Megan Anderson, Claire Middle, Eliza Perry, in taking that first place sectional championship, second one in school history as well. So we're really proud of those girls. It was fun going to watch them, intense matches. They performed extremely well. I was really, really proud of them. And then girls golf, wow.
Yeah, I was going to say, the girls program in general is just been phenomenal, and you got to be very proud of them. And golf seems like a long time ago, but they had a great run as well, didn't they?
Yeah, golf ended a few weeks ago, and you're right, Jim. Our girls' participation this fall has been phenomenal, as you've been hearing. We're really proud of our female student athletes. Girls' golf, back-to-back conference champions. Everyone that played in the conference championship was in all-conference. All 6 of them, Maggie Carlson, Charlotte Adler, Lily Ziccarelli, Ava Reisinger, Clea Van Bergen, and Maris Welgert. Super proud of them. They were regional champs, took 3rd at the sectional, and then finished 5th in state, which is the best finish in school history for the girls program. Maggie Carlson, a freshman, was the ESCC player of the year, shot a 70 at the conference championship, was a regional champion. So really proud of that group. A lot of young talent coming back in the years to come. So proud of them. And, you know, looking at some of our boys teams, boys golf, they finished 2nd in the ESCC, all conference of Charlie Bullock, Grayson Dossett, Grayson Hill, and David Colzio. And then, you know, four of those guys advanced to the sectional championship, and then 3 advanced to the state tournament, and David Colzio, Ryan Calloway, and Charlie Bullock, who performed extremely well at the state tournament. David and Charlie both shot in the 70s both rounds in regards to that. So great things happening. You know, I'd be remiss not to mention a little bit about our up-and-coming girls field hockey program. New sport here the last couple of years. They had 11 players on the team. They can play 11 in a game, so they didn't have any subs. And they won their first games in school history. They do play at the JV level, but they're growing and becoming more interested in a new sport here at St. Vider.
And, we've got just about a minute left here, Jason, a minute or so. You mentioned some freshmen. You mentioned people trying new sports. We're in enrollment period right now. The placement exam is coming up. There's a lot of families looking at St. Vider. What are the opportunities like for students, particularly freshmen? Is that a year they can try new sports and kind of discover some things that they might not have known about? Are there opportunities for that?
Yeah, there's plenty of opportunities that have kids might not have participated in things in the past. We have a new bowling program that's now 2 years old. Last year we had 13 boys and 2 girls. This year we have 15 boys and 10 girls. So we're really, really proud of that. I mentioned field hockey. We also have, you know, wrestling. A lot of kids will come out and try wrestling for the first time, track and field and cross country. There's plenty of opportunities to get involved. Tennis is another one that kids can come and participate in if they've never done it before and just kind of played at the park district. So we want our kids to be involved. We want them to try new things. So those are some other opportunities for kids to get involved here at St. Vider.
And last year we did an entire podcast on the Murphy Wellness Center, but I know that work has continued and it's in a complete phase now. Before I let you go, again, just for new families coming in, tell us a little bit about that facility and how it impacts the students.
Yeah, the Murphy Wellness Center is a phenomenal place. We are a leader in having our own director of strength and conditioning. Now for 11 years, we've had a director of strength and conditioning here at St. Vider who works with all 32 programs, over 700 student athletes to help them enhance their opportunity for success within their given sport. We have what's called the Team Builder app, which holds the students accountable within their lifts. We watch their progress. The strength and conditioning coach can go back and check where they're at, where they might be struggling, where they can push themselves, and it really helps the coach hold the student athletes accountable, because we know that that's one of the important things behind community, working together as a team, but also improving as an individual so that you can perform well within your given sport.
Well, Jason, thanks as always for joining me. Great conversation, and congratulations on all the great success this fall. Looking forward to talking to you about winter sports coming up as well. Thanks, everyone, for being here. We'll share a new episode with you soon.